So you got called on Friday night to come in the sixth inning with a no-hitter on the line. Is there some added pressure there, or do you just treat it like another day?
You know, there's always some added pressure when you know there's a no-hitter. I actually didn't know there was a no-hitter until about the seventh inning. I looked at the scoreboard and was like, oh, crap. But, you just go in there and you pitch like he did. You try to duplicate what he did, go the same game plan. It seemed to work for the first five innings. So I just trusted Nada. I didn't check him off. And I really give it up to Nada because he called the right pitches at the right time.
So what was working for you Friday night?
You know, actually, I didn't throw my changeup at all Friday night. I was fastball slider. It seemed to work. Slider is the best it's been all year. I'm starting to really get a handle on it. Now that I'm extending myself, last year I was a one-inning guy, so I was just throwing it hard, and it was sharp. This year, try to give it a little bit of time to make itself work. But, yeah, the slider was working, and then just the two-seam and a four-seam.
How hard is it when you've been working as a starter to go back and forth between pitching and relief and starting?
It's not hard at all. I did it throughout my college career, and being out of the pen most of the summer last year, it's a really easy transition for me. So it's not difficult at all.
All right.